It's a hobby, a passion for many really, that marries high technology with a penchant for hiking and a little mystery solving along the way. The geocaching craze is only a dozen years old, and it's already hooked an estimated 5 million people worldwide.
Geocaching is a hobby that uses billion-dollar satellite technology to find Tupperware in the woods.
Meet Drusilla Liss, a 60-something North Tonawanda resident. She read about geocaching a decade ago. She knew instantly it was for her. She says she's been hiking since she was a kid.
And now I get a reward for hiking.
The reward? Finding things called caches. In Liss's case, about 5,000 so far.
What the heck is a cache?
They come in all different sizes. It's a treasure. It's a treasure hunt. The idea is to find a box of some sort. It can be as tiny as my fingernail. They have very devious ones like that. I have seen some as large as a true treasure chest, just like a pirate would have.
Caches can range from old army ammo boxes, perfect for all types of weather, to tiny paper scrolls rolled up in plastic cylinders and tied on tree branches. They're hidden all over the world by cunning volunteers who give them names, then log their latitude and longitude coordinates on websites such as geocaching.com. GPS units tailored to geocaching help these sleuths find their treasures. So, let the adventure begin. We head to Lockport and start our search by car.
So, we'll find the coordinates in the GPS, and we are going to GC2CQ.
Our first stop on a bone-chilling morning, the Keenan Center.
So what we're going to do is use my GPS as a routing, and we're going to go to this cache using the follow road, and it is going to navigate us.
And as we keep a watchful eye on the GPS, Liz tells us we're surrounded by hidden caches.
You cannot go to a city park, a county park, a state park, anywhere in the United States and Canada without finding at least one geocache.
We're currently exploring caches along the Great Lakes Seaway Trail, a path that snakes from the Pennsylvania border to Messina. Other area geo trails include the Allegheny Geo Trail and a trek that even highlights Amish country. Liss has found caches in locales as far away as California, New Mexico, and the Bahamas. One offbeat find was made in the Rocky Mountains.
Up at a gold mine at 14,000 feet above sea level. It's no longer a working gold mine.
Well, our trusty GPS tells us it's time to stop yakking and begin our hunt, this time by foot.
And now what we're going to do is we're going to adjust the GPS to... We no longer want to drive to it. We want to walk to it because I know that we are near.
Getting a little bit to the left, maybe.
Good. It has an antenna on it to pick up the satellites.
Okay. Now, I heard a beep.
Yes, it told us.
Arriving
that,
at.
That we're arriving.
GC2COZ3 or something.
A decorative walkway crowns a field of snow. Beneath it, you guessed, an old ammo box.
So if we open it up, and if it's not too frozen, we'll be able to see.
Wow.
Now, there's always a logbook to sign, and there's treasures, because that was the initial fascination.
An oversized Cracker Jack box, almost.
Exactly.
There's also a special paper punch in the box used to mark the site. Punch 10 sites, then explorers can take their logs to a special center and snare a geocoin. One such site is in downtown Buffalo at Visit Buffalo Niagara in the Market Arcade Building. Denise Drews manages the visitor center there, and she's already seeing encouraging activity in the first year of this effort.
I remember speaking to someone from Pennsylvania and Ohio, and they specifically would start in our region, then they were moving on to the Finger Lakes.
That's why tourism gurus are eager to see geocaching catch on. Ed Healy is Marketing Vice President at Visit Buffalo Niagara.
It adds to our product mix. You know, we're always looking for, you know, a very eclectic array of experiences, events, and attractions that we can offer out-of-town visitors. And this is certainly, I think, a really creative and interesting new way for people to experience our destination.
And Grand Island resident Laura McCumber has a purpose every weekend. She's found 7,000 caches.
And I enjoy the caches that you have to paddle to.
Yes, geocaching can be great exercise. McCumber points out that Liz, her frequent geocaching companion, is great at climbing trees.
A lot of times the caches are up 40 feet in a tree.
Yeah. Yes, I found probably 5 or 6 where I've had to. Fortunately, a lot of them are pine trees, and as you see, there's enough branches that you can climb.
Climbing trees, exploring abandoned gold mines for tiny boxes. McCumber and Liz admit some outsiders might view the hobby as, well,
be careful about geocaching getting involved because it's obsessive or addictive. We have a little of both in us, or maybe a lot.
Otherwise, I don't think we'd be out on a day like this. There must be a warm fireplace somewhere with a hot cocoa waiting for me. But the lure of just getting out and enjoying the weather and the day and finding a cache or two is addicting.
Whoops. You'll have to excuse me now. There's another cache to find. Ryan Meyer, WBFO News.